Last year we began discussing many aspects of tefillah on a level of daraisa. The chiddush of the Rambam Shita in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Hay, that there is a mitzvah in the Torah to daven once a day, each and every day, and the dissenting view, that of the Ramban, that argues that there is a kiyum daraisa of tefillah, but the obligation to daven is limited to an eis tzara. The Rambam Shita that tells us one is obligated to daven daily is fulfilled simply when a person davens a single tefillah, and we discussed at length whether that would mean that a person fulfills the mitzvah with the first tefillah sayom or tefillah arvis, or whether the tefillah sayom only begins with shachris. An indication from the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos and Shorish Tes of the Sochel Adam, the chiddush that perhaps the yom hatefillah level of daraisa begins baboker, as opposed to what we would have thought, that it begins with the tefillah sayom of the night. And furthermore, the Rambam tells us that this tefillah daraisa certainly does not require the matbeya, the tzura, the text that we have of Shemoneh Esrei, but yet the Rambam writes that the framework, the structure of Shevach, Vakash, and Hodah, that certainly is true on a level of daraisa. And then we discuss the following point. Does that mean that that is li'ikuva? Certainly the kiyum daraisa of tefillah is fulfilled with Shevach, Vakash, and Hodah. But what if a person would only engage, for example, in Divrei Shevach, or in Divrei Bakasha? Is it really true to assume, according to the Rambam Shita, that with that one does not fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of tefillah? And several indications that perhaps the chiddush, that even though the halacha of seder midaraisa is that sequence of shevach, bakasha, and hodah, perhaps even with divrei shevach or divrei bakasha alone, one would nonetheless fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of tefillah. And that's why, for example, the Magen Avraham assumes in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuvav that with the bakasha koldehu, the mitzvah daraisa is fulfilled. And that's why the Sefer HaChinuch writes that even with a tefillah ktsara, a minimal tefillah, with that one fulfills the mitzvah of tefillah daraisa, and many other nafkaminos lahalacha as well. Then we discuss the chiddush of Prima Gadim. Are there any differences lahalacha between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa or whether it's a mitzvah derabanan? One difference we argued was simply if women are only obligated level daraisa of tefillah, so to what extent is that necessary, and what must one daven? This is true only according to the Rambam Shita, not according to the view of the Ramban. And the Chiddush of the Keseh Mishnah, the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, when the Gemara tells us in the Avchafal of Safik Yispalel, Safik Lo Yispalel, in a Chozom Yispalel, because Tefillah is only a Din Derabanan, maybe that's only true if there's a Safik regarding a particular Tefillah. But if a person is in Safik as to whether he davened at all during a given day, then according to the Rambam Shita, we would in fact assume Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. And the Prima Gadim continued to discuss, in that case, where a person is in doubt as to whether he davened at all during the day, would that individual be Chayivin Tashlumin? Or as far as the Chayiv Tashlumin is concerned, would we then assume that Sveika D'Rabbanan is Lakula? Those are just a couple of differences, but many other chidushim that the Prima Gadim discusses in Siman Kuvav and also in the Psicha HaKolelis. A further chidush the Prima Gadim writes in those two places, found in the very end of Psicha HaKolelis, as well as Siman Kuvav, the Siman of Tefillah, is the following issue. Perhaps there is a time, Prima Gadim writes, that even according to the Ramban, Tefillah is Daraisa. When is that true? The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah just mentions the possibility of a Sarah. But what other possible time could there be that the mitzvah of Tefillah would be true Midaraisa? So the Prima Gadim refers you to the Ramban. He doesn't quote the Ramban itself, but the Ramban he's referring to is found in Vayikra Perachav Gimel in Parshas Emor. We know that the Torah tells us that Shabbos and Yom Tov are distinct from other days of the week in many significant ways. It's certainly true when it comes to Isra Malacha, true of Shabbos, certainly not true of Chol, but it's clear that's only one manner in which Shabbos is distinct. The Torah tells us, for example, that there's an essay de Shabbason. And the Ramban explains at length, essay de Shabbason means you have to preserve the distinct quality of Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what the Ramban writes in Vayikra Chaf Gimel. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos and Perachav Dalet. The Ramban writes, it's possible for a person, technically speaking, not to engage in any one of Lamates Malachos, but almost to have a normal business day. A person would go to work, he'd ride his horse to work, in Issud Rabbanan. A person would engage in business all day, Mekach Memkar, in Issud Rabbanan, the Mishnah Beitz and Daf Lamed Vav. A person would go ahead and write, so if he writes in a normal fashion, true in Issa Daraisa. If a right kalach ayad with his other hand, in Issa Drabanan. Hayitochin, the Ramban writes, could that be? That a person will go to work, do business the entire day, and midaraisa, that is considered to be Shmir Shabbos. The Ramban writes that certainly not. That's why the Torah posits the Isser and the Kiyum essay of Shabbosan. The Shabbos has to be distinct in all other areas, set aside from the rest of the days of the week. The Rambam characterizes it as Shabbos must be a time of a Shvisa Hanikeres. It must be recognizably distinct from other days. And therefore, the Ramban writes, sometimes when we say something is not Shabbosdik, it doesn't mean that it's mutter, it's just not in the spirit of Shabbos. It means it's not a Malacha Daraisa, but in fact it's an Issa Daraisa, an Isser Esse of Shabbosan. The Ramban says this is true of Meleches Tircha in general. Strenuous activity is forbidden min HaTorah on Shabbos. You decide you'll stay home on Shabbos, rearrange all the furniture in your home. The Ramban writes that's an Isra of Shabbason. And the Rambam in Perach of Dalef of Shabbos characterizes it as Shvisa Hanikeres. Uvde Dechol, weekday activity, that is considered to be forbidden midaraisa. And the Rambam writes if a person engages in that activity, he's Mevatel Esay of Shabbason, Tishbos. And if a person fulfills this aspect of Shabbos, that's a kiyum essay of Shabbosan as well. There is so much more to Shabbos than, strictly speaking, the lametes melachos themselves. And that's what the Rambam discusses in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, the Psukim in Yeshayin and Ches, Keras LeShabbos Oneg, the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, all those aspects are to enhance the distinct qualities of Shabbos and Yantiv. The Ramban in Parsha Semer and Chav Gimel mentions that there's a further distinction of Shabbos and Yantiv, and that is the concept of Mikra Kodesh. What is it that the Torah demands of us? When the Torah describes this day as being Mikrai Kodesh, what does that mean? What does the term Mikra, Mikrai mean? The Ramban writes the following Chiddush, based on the Pasuk of Kiruei Ha'eda. Mikra Kodesh, the Ramban means a day of holy assembly. That's the Ramban translates those words of Mikra Kodesh. What does that mean? It is a time, the Ramban writes, that one is obligated, lehikavetz bebeis Elokim, to gather in the Beis HaKnesses, lekadesh hayom bifarhesia, in order to publicly consecrate this day of Shabbos and Yantif betfila Lashem. Chiddush, the Ramban writes. Mikra Kodesh means it's not sufficient on Shabbos to refrain from engaging in Malacha. It's not even sufficient to observe the Halachos of Kavod and Oneg. But one has to actively gather on Shabbos and Yantiv in order to consecrate these days as being Kodesh Lashem. And what is the element that is necessary to do so? The Ramban writes, B'tfila Sayom. The Prima Gadim writes in Simen Kuvav, the Prima Gadim writes in one line in Psicha Kaleles, the Ramban Shita, that tefillah on Shabbos and Yantiv is a din daraisa. That's the chiddush that the Prima Gadim writes. Prima Gadim goes a step further. This is found in Arachayim in Simen Tav Tzadi. Prima Gadim writes, if this is true, this chiddush the Ramban, there is a mitzvah daraisa of tefillah on Shabbos and Yantiv, tefillah b'tzibur, not just simply tefillah b'yachid. After all, if that's the meaning of Mikra Kodesh, and the Ramban explains that to mean Kruei Ha'eda, it's a day that everyone is obligated to assemble and to gather for the purpose of Tfil Hashem. So therefore, the Prima Gadim writes the great Chiddush that Tfilah B'Tzibur is Daraisa on Shabbos and Yantiv. Prima Gadim writes in La Halacha, normally speaking, let's assume a boy just becomes Bar Mitzvah. Do we have a right to rely on a chazakah that since he's a giyah l'shanim, he is bar mitzvah, so therefore he's reached the level of physical maturity of simanim as well? So how do we assume the halacha? For dinim d'rabanan, we can rely on that chazakah. When it comes to tekiyah shofar, for example, no, the mitzvah d'araisa, we're not going to rely on chazakah that mistami he's a gadol. That's insufficient. Much more is required. The Prima Gadim writes this chiddush. In order to have a minyan on Shabbos and Yantar for tefillah, you cannot count a katan who simply now is a gadol, but it has to be absolutely verified that he is maybe shtei saras, that he has physical maturity to be a gadol, like when it comes to tekiyah shofar. That's the psak halacha of Prima Gadim. A great chiddush. Now that there's a din daraisa of tefillah on Shabbos and Yantif, and tefillah b'tzibur is a din daraisa. That's the chiddush that the Prima Gadim writes. Rav Shechter Shlita quotes this Prima Gadim in the following context. You know, this time of year often poses a particular problem with davening on Friday night. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, so Sugi will have to discuss in Daf Chav Zayin, what's the cutoff point between Mincha and Mariv? Is it considered to be Shkia and beyond, that Mincha will be until Shkia and Mariv will be afterwards, or do we assume like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that no, the difference is Plag HaMincha. Already at Plag HaMincha, the Zman Mincha comes to an end, and then the Zman Mariv begins. How do we assume lahalacha? Is the cutoff point considered to be night or is the plag hamincha? So as you know, the Gemara tells us, David kamar avid, avid kamar avid. One can opt for the shita of Rabbi Huda, one can opt for the shita of the Chachamim. Several days in the Rishonim, exactly what that means. You can determine to paskin like the Chachamim or like Rabbi Huda, and how consistent does that determination have to be? Can I argue on one day I'll paskin like Rabbi Huda, you'll get me on this day, I'll tell you today I'm passing like the Chachamim. Or do you assume that no, there has to be consistency within one's Psak Halacha? You can't tell me that, you know, that on Thursday I will daven Mincha after Plag before Shkia like the Chachamim, and come Friday I'll rely on the Shita of Rabbi Huda. Good? What about davening what we call Al Pidin, the Tarte Disastra? You'll daven both tefillos of Mincha and Mariv within the same time frame, after Plag HaMincha before Shkia, arguing, you know, when it comes to Mincha, I'm relying on the Shita of the Chachamim. When it comes to Mariv, then I'm relying on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Are you allowed to do that? That Chiddush of Tarte Disastra, where the Gemara tells us, Avid Kamar Avid, Avid Kamar Avid. So very often the early Minyanim in this time of year. So if you'll split Plag, so wonderful. So you'll make sure to daven Mincha before Plag. This time of the year, it's doable. At the beginning of the summer, you have to daven very early. You have to daven as early as a little after 6. And gradually, as the day gets later, so you'll get to, roughly speaking, about davening 6:30 and 6:40 and so on. If you're going to daven, for example, 7 o'clock, your early minyan, so then you're always going to be davening Mincha and Mariv in the same time slot, Mincha after Plag and Mariv before Shkia. Is one allowed to go ahead and do so, to daven that Tarte Disaster? So that's a fascinating discussion already in the Rishonim. When the Gemara tells us, Avid Kamar, is it possible to daven a Tarte Disaster? There's a beautiful Chiddush the Pri Yitzchak has. Pri Yitzchak writes the following Chiddush. You know, we'll discuss very, very soon, but what is the basis of Tefillah's Arvis? The Gemara tells us, if you assume that Tefillah is based on Karbanos, so after all, there was no carbon that was offered by Laila, it was just simply Varmu Padarim, the fats and limbs that were not yet offered during the day, were offered into the night. Good? So therefore, if Tfilas Mariv is Kneged Varmu Padarim, when were these Varmu Padarim offered? Only at night. Not only at night. They were offered even at night, during the day, as well as at night. So therefore, Achronim raised the following kasha, Pnei Yeshua, in the very beginning of the Masechta. Now, if Tfilas Arvis is Kneged Varmu Padarim, couldn't I argue that a person should be able to daven Mariv not only at night, but even at night? It's based on Eivar Mupadarim that can be offered during the day and offered at night as well. And obviously we assume that's not true. Why is that? So the Pnei Yeshua writes, and this is what the Pri Yitzchak explains at length, there's a Gaon that explains even the Mishnah this way, of Tfilas Ha'erev Ein La Keva. What does that mean? That the night Tfilas Mariv doesn't have a fixed time. What does that mean? If it's Kenegan Eivar Mupadarim, it should be an embrace of Zman Tefillah all day and night. What does it mean, Ein Lo Keva, that no, that the Zman Mariv begins when the Zman Mincha comes to an end, and it continues until the Zman Shachris? You don't have overlapping Zman Tefillah. So in principle, perhaps Tefillah Sarvet could be a more expansive period of time. When Mincha comes to an end, however, that's when Mariv begins, and when Shachris begins, that's when the Zman Mariv. So therefore, when it comes to every other tefillah, there's a halach of Zman tefillah. When it comes to tefillah sarvis, the tefillah sa'erev ain't la keva in their classic sense, but rather it begins when the Zman Mincha comes to an end. So Pri Yitzchak writes the following Chiddush. On a Thursday, a person will daven Mincha and Mariv at 7 o'clock. That's a Tarte Disaster. Is that true if a person does so on El Shabbos? Not necessarily. A person davens Mincha, and then after Mincha, he's Mekabel Shabbos. Not Mishabur writes, let's say a person is Makabal Shabbos. And all of a sudden he realizes, I didn't daven Mincha yet. You can't daven a Tefillah Schol at that point. Once you have davened a Kabbalah Shabbos or accepted upon yourself Shabbos, now the Zman Mincha has come to an end. You know, very often women will ben shlich, they realize they didn't daven Mincha yet. At that time, Mishnebrew and others suggest women should later daven Mariv and Tashlumin for the Mincha that they missed. Because once you've declared that now that it's Shabbos, Zman Mincha has come to an end, and now the Zman Mariv has begun. That's the Chiddush that the Pri Yitzchak writes, that maybe it's not considered to be a Tarte Disastra at all, davening both Tfilos after Plag, before Shkia, If in fact one is mekabel Shabbos in between, now Zman Mincha has come to an end, Zman Mariv has begun, and therefore he writes, perhaps there is a marked difference between the two. The classic presentation of many poskim, many achronim, is that one should avoid davening if possible, atar to disaster. Perhaps even to the extent, this is something one should consult with a Rav, that if the shul is davening atar to disaster, is it better to daven one of the tefillos biyachidus, splitting, plag and shkia, as opposed to davening the Tartar disaster. Again, the Piyitzvak writes that this is a yishur for the minhag ha'olam, one is makabel Shabbos, but barring this chidush of Piyitzvak. Let's assume that no, one should avoid davening a Tartar disaster. Ad kedei kach, you'll pose the shaila, is it better that I daven the yechidus, one of the tfilos, than daven both during the same window, the same slot of time? And let's assume that the psak halacha that you're given is yes. It is better to daven a tefillah b'yechidus than it is to do so. Which tefillah should one daven b'yechidus? You can daven mincha before plag, you'll daven marav with the tzibur, or you'll do the opposite, that you'll daven mincha with the tzibur, and you'll come home later on. You'll daven marav after shkir, after tzeis. So, l'chora, right, one should argue that, look, we'll discuss tonight, that tefillah sarvis is only reshus. Tefillah sarvis, Tosus points out, is not as chamor as mincha. And therefore, if it in fact is a choice, one the tzibur, one the yechidus, one should argue that daven mincha together with the tzibur, daven kabbalah Shabbos, and later on, very discreetly, you'll daven marit. So Shechter points out that he thinks, according to the Prima Gadim, that's not true. There's a special mitzvah of mikra kodesh, that tefillah b'tzibur, Prima Gadim writes, is a din daraisa. And Shabbos Nyantiv. And therefore, given that choice, Rav Shechter would prefer, of those two options, davening a mincha b'yachidus and davening mariv with the tzibur, because of this kim of Prima Gadim, a very great Kiddush, that this is what the Ramban writes of Mikra Kodesh. This is what the Prima Gadim discusses, as mentioned in Top Tzadi, when it comes to the tefillos of Chag HaShavuos. So tefillah daraisa, machlokas the Rambam and the Ramban, the noted exception, the Ramban writes of tefillah based tzara as being a din daraisa, and the chiddush of the Prima Gadim based on the Ramban that Shabbos nyantiv, tefillah b'tzibur, is much more chamor than tefillah b'tzibur even during other times. We'll have to discuss in the coming shiurim what is the concept of tefillah b'tzibur in general. To what extent is that considered to be a chiyuv? To what extent is that considered to be a qualitatively different, distinct form of tefillah? Or is it simply considered to be a form of berovam hadras melech? This is all true in terms of the structure and the halachos of tefillah level of daraisa. What about tefillah d'rabbanan, shachris minchin mariv? So here is mentioned the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chaf Vav Mabez presents the Machlokes Amoraim. What is the basis of the three tefillos that we daven? The Gemara tells us the following possibilities. If you hold the first possibility, like the view of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina tells us that tefillos, Avos Tiknum, Avram, Yisuk, and Yaakov. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi maintains that no, that tefillos are keneged Tamidim Tiknum, so Machlokas Amoraim, Shachris Minchema based on Avram Yitzchak Yaakov? Or should we assume that no, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Shachris is Keneged Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, and Mincha Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, and Mariv is Keneged Evarim Upidarim? Good, the Gemara says, and what about Tfilas Musaf? That the Gemara tells us, look, everyone's going to have to agree, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that that's rooted in Karbanos. Even if one will argue that there's a source for Shachris, Minchin, Marav, Avavos, when it comes to Tefillas Musaf, that purely is Keneged HaKarban. So the Gemara quotes this as two alternative possibilities, simply as to the source of Tefillah on a level of Drabanan. Are there any differences lahalacha at all as to whether Tefillah is based on Avos, Avram, Yisuk, and Yaakov, or whether it's based on Karbanos? So I mentioned the last year the following Chiddush of Rashi and Shabbos and Daf Tes. The Gemara on the next Daf, and Daf Chav Zayin, quotes the Machlokes in Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether Tefillas Arvis is a Chova, or whether Tefillas Arvis is considered to be Rishus. Is there anything unusual of Tefillas Mariv, as opposed to Shachris and Mincha? Good. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, and that's in fact how we assume the Halacha. Why should that be? Why should Tefillas Arvis be Rishus, as opposed to Shachris and Mincha? The Gemara never links these two sugyas back to back, and Av Chavav and Av Chav Zayin, Chavav Machlokes Amoraim, whether Avos or Kabanos, and Av Chav Zayin Machlokes Tanoim, Rav Gdim, Rav Yeshua. The Gemara never links the two issues, but that's the Chiddush of Rashi and Shabbos and Daf Tes. Why should you assume that Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus? So Rashi immediately tells us, because Keneged Tmidim Tiknu, the shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If you assume avos, why should there be a difference between the tefillah of Avraham Avinu as opposed to Yitzchak, as opposed to Yaakov? But if you assume it's based on karbanos, and very mistaber, shachris mincha, there's a karban kavua, that's not true when it comes to a karban balayla. That simply is a varmu pedarim. So therefore, if there's a marked difference of avoda between yom and layla, there can be a marked difference between the zman tefillah of shachris and mincha on the one hand, as opposed to tefillah zarva. So that's the chiddush that Rashi writes very briefly. Shabbos Testament Day is that tefillah zarva reshus is rooted in the shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that tefillah is connected to midim tiknum. The Netziv points out in the Shultos and Shulta Ches that this is very difficult in light of the psak halacha of the Shultos of Rav Chai Gaon. Because at once, Rav Chai Gaon assumes that no, tefillah zarva is reshus, just like the view of Rabbi Yeshua. But at the same time, Rav Chai Gaon writes that avos tiknum, shachris mincha, and mariv is Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So how is it possible then to assume that there's something distinct, qualitatively different in tefillah zarva, if simply you're dealing with the tefillah of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Netziv writes the following chiddush. When it comes to the tefillos of Avram and Yitzchak, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, and Vayetzi Yitzchak Vasuach Basada, the Torah simply tells us that this is what they did, and it does not attribute their practice to any other time or any other concern, but rather this was the regular practice of Avram and Yitzchak. What about when it comes to Yaakov? You know? There the Netziv points out the following chiddush. The Torah tells us, Vayifka B'makom Vayolen Sham. Somehow the Torah frames, it couches the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, right, Vayifka b'makom, that he found himself in a particular place, in a particular situation. That's what the Gemara writes in Chundaf Tzali Aleph, that Kimato L'choron. So Yaakov Avinu said that Efsha Shavarti Amakom Shispala Vosai Vanilo Espalel. Yaakov Avinu said, how is it possible that I traveled through the area where Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu davened, and I will not daven? The Netziv points out just simply the following chiddush. The pasuk of Yifka b'makom seems to indicate, as the Gemara interprets, that the practice of Yaakov Avinu in davening was not necessarily the regular practice day in and day out, as Vayashkem Avraham Baboker or Vayetzi Yitzchak L'suach Basada, but rather because of Yifka b'makom. He writes, that's the chiddush of Shultos, the tefillah sarvis is reshus. Whereas the Torah presents Avram and Yitzchak as a categorical takan of tefillah, that's not true when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, and therefore the Netziv points out that's the chiddush of the Shultos. At once you can assume that tefillah is based on avos, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, and at the same time assume tefillah sarvis is reshus, and the Gemara never links these sugyas despite the fact that they are back to back. So that's the chiddush that the Netziv has, that one can work tefillah sarvis reshus even within the chiddush that tefillah is based on Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Even perhaps a further chiddush. Very unclear. The Ram discusses in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah. The Zman Tefillah we mentioned, the Mishnah tells us in Brachos Tav Chof Vav and Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Tefillah Sashachar, is Ad Dalet Shos. Dalet Shos. Good. What happens if the Zman Tefillah passes? Dalet Shos now, right, is expired. What does a person do? So the Gemara tells us a person will continue to daven. However, what happens? He doesn't receive the Schar of Tefillah bezmana, but yet in fact there is schar tefillah. Very unclear, what is the kium of tefillah after dalet shos, let's say until chatzos, for those couple of hours? What status does that have? Is that comparable to a tefillah tashlumin? A person misses the zman mincha, so good, even though the zman mincha passes, he can daven again. If that was happening here, the zman tefillah has come to an end, and davening 11 o'clock in the morning is betoras tashlumin. Is that really true? The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Tefillah and Paragimah Halach Aleph seems to indicate that that's the case, that this is comparable to a tefillah tashlumin. Again, a great chiddush. We always assume that tefillah tashlumin always is preceded by a tefillah chovah. And the Rif comments based on the Gemara and Brachos and Avchavav Madeis that that would be li'ikuva. If a person thinks, very logically, that I didn't daven mincha yet, now it's Zman Mariv, let me first daven mincha for the earlier tefillah that I missed, and then I'll daven Mariv. So good, so the Rif writes, what does a person have to do now? He's obligated to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei. No? Because the Seder of the tefillah Schov and the tefillah of Tashlum, the Tefillas Nedava, must be specifically in that order. First davening the Tefillas Chova, you'll daven Mariv, then you'll make up for the Mincha that you missed. So, for example, the Gemara describes the following case. A person on Shabbos, right, he forgot to daven Mincha, and now he realizes he has to daven Mariv and Tashlum for Mariv. So what does he do with Atachan and Tanu? So the first Tefillah should be Mariv, he should say Atachan and Tanu. In the second Tefillah, he doesn't do so. What if the person does the reverse? In his first Tefillah, he doesn't mention Atachan and Tanu. In the second one, he does. No? So if that's because of his mindset, that you know the first Tefillah was a makeup for Mincha, and therefore I didn't recite Atachan and Tanu, and the second Tefillah really is Mariv, first he davened the Tashlumin, and they davened the Tefillah Schovas. The Rif writes he's obligated now to daven a third Shemon Esrei, because he did not make up his Tefillah Mincha. That's the fascinating Chiddush, the Tosfos comments, Chafav Mebeis, what did he daven? A Shemon Esrei without Atachan and Tanu. And now he's going to go over to the rabbi and say that I missed up the order of Tefillah because I was thinking the first one was the Tashlum, the second was the Chova. The rabbi will tell him I have to daven a third Shemon Esrei. And what do I daven? Right, the Shemon Esrei without Atachan and Tanu. Exactly what he davened previously. He davened the Shemon Esrei without Atachan and Tanu, and he'll be told, repeat the very same Shemon Esrei that you davened. That's the Tosfos questions. Is that possible? That you can have a case where a person davens a Shemon Esrei. I understand. I davened a Shemon Esrei, I left out Yalav Yavel, I'll daven again because I will make up the Yalav Yavel that I missed. Here the person is going to recite the very same words that he davens. That's the Chiddush Tosfos. Tosfos compares this to the case of, let's say a person doesn't daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and he doesn't realize until tonight, and tonight is no longer Rosh Chodesh. Good? So what are you going to do? You're going to tell a person, you didn't daven Yalav Yavel, you weren't Yosei the Tefillah, so daven a Tashlumin. And what will that Tefillah Tashlumin constitute, a Shemon Esrei without Yalav Yavel? That's exactly what the person davened in the first place. So Tosfos writes in one day that Lo Yarviach Klum, you're not adding anything at all by the second Tefillah. You're not mentioning Yalav Yavo, you're not mentioning Atachan and Tanu, no? That's what Tosfos mentions. That's a great Chiddush. Is that true? That there are times that a person can be obligated to go ahead and daven again, despite the fact that he is not making up what he missed? Friday afternoon, a person davens the Shemon Esrei, forgets to save his Saint Talamata. So he goes over again to the Rav and says, now on Shabbos, what do I do? He'll be told to daven another Shemon Esrei. He's not going to daven a weekday Shemon Esrei. He's going to daven a Shabbos Shemon Esrei. He's not going to be reciting the Saint Talamata in any case. But is there that notion that no one is obligated to daven a second time, even though you're not making up that missed azkara, but nonetheless you weren't yotzei the chiyuv of tefillah by davening a deficient Shemon Esrei? Good, so the Rif points out the Seder is ma'akev. This is quite unusual, the Chiddush, the Kesef Mishnah, that one could have the possibility of a tefillah's tashlumin, right, after Dalet Shos, where it's not preceded by a tefillah's chova at all, a very great Chiddush. And Poshav Shan, the Rambam, is not that way. Because the Rambam writes that if a person didn't daven Dalet Shos, he can daven at another hour, a second hour, at 11 o'clock, up to Chatzos, no? And the Rambam writes, Avar Ota, whether the fact that he didn't daven by Dalet Shos was B'shogeg, or whether it was even B'mezid. Tashlumin, of course, is only B'shogeg. Not if a person B'mezid did not daven. So what type of halacha is that? That a person should daven by Dalet Shos, if he doesn't do so, he can still continue to daven. He'll receive schar tefillah. So it's not a tefillah bizmana, and it's not a tefillah tashlumin. So what status does that tefillah have? Lachar dalet shos. So perhaps the chiddush is the following. This again is suggested by Rav Shlomo Berman in the Sefer Ashel Shlomo, where he writes the following chiddush, that maybe this is a split of avos and karbanos. If one assumes that tefillah is keneged tmidim tiknu, you understand very well the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that the tamid shel shachar is karev b'dalet shos. But if you assume that tefillah is based on avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so therefore the zman tefillah shachar, l'chor, that should extend until chatzos. His chiddush is the following, that a tefillah achar dalet shos is a kiyum of tefillah of avos tiknu, even though the zman tefillah of karbanos has passed. It's one possibility in understanding this chiddush that the Rambam writes that one can daven lachar dalet shos, assuming that it is not a full kiyum of tefillah bizmana, but it's still in the same time it's not considered to be a tefillah satashlumin. So the Gemara tells us this is a machlokis between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, avos, or karbanos. And as mentioned, Rashi's chiddush that this is the basis of tefillas arvis, which in fact is a rishus. What does it mean to say that tefillas arvis is rishus? Now that machlokas between Rambam Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. It means that tefillas arvis is rishus, meaning optional, take it or leave it. So we discussed that last year, not necessarily true. Tosfos already comments that that's not the case. Rishus does not mean optional. Often when the Gemara is contrasting two different obligations, one which is more chamor than the other, it will refer to that which is more stringent as a chova, and that which, relatively speaking, is more kal as being rishus. And this is clear, the Mishnah Beitz and Daf Lamed Vav, for example, categorizes mitzvos as being chov and rishus. None of them are optional, but rather it means it's a mitzvah kala as opposed to mitzvah chamura. So that's what Tosfos writes, that tefillas arvis rishus does not mean that simply mariv is an option as to whether one davens, but no, it means that as far as shachris and mizkan is concerned, that obligation pales. And Tosfos says it must be that way, because the Gemara, for example, asks the question, what happens in the Flamen Bebeis if Tavo Ispalo Yalav Yavo Rosh Chodesh? A person fails to mention Yalav Yavo. We assume in Shachar Semincha a person is obligated to daven again. When it comes to Tfilas Arvis, one does not have to do so. Why? Why not? Simply because Tfilas Arvis is Rishus? The Gemara doesn't suggest that. The Gemara says it's because Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bayom, and our recitation of Yalav Yavo is based on Kiddush HaChodesh, Bayom and not Balayla. On Chol HaMoed, for example, the person forgets that same Yalav Yavo, he's obligated to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, despite the fact that Tefillas Arvis is considered to be Rishus. So Lamai Nafkamina, whether Arvis is Rishus, or whether in fact it is Chova, so Tosfos says the following, the Nafkamina is the Gabe Mitzvah Acheres. If a person is in a situation where time is limited, and he has to choose between Mitzvah A and Mitzvah B, realize that Tefillas Arvis, relatively speaking, is more kal, and therefore one can opt for the other mitzvah over Tefillas Arvis. That's what Tosfos says, Lagabe Mitzvah Acheres. It doesn't mean Marvis Rishus, that which take it or leave it. Shavila Kachova means we've taken upon ourselves to treat it as a Tefillas Chova, but even without that, Rishus does not mean optional. Rather, it means it's treated, relatively speaking, more lenient than others. Any other nafkaminas as to whether Tefillas Arvis is Rishus or Chova, Tosfos writes, you have to daven in any case. It's just simply a relative Chumra in Kula. So the Rambam has a couple other differences as to whether Tefillas Arvis is Rishus or whether Tefillas Arvis is Chova. One is what the Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes, the Tochos Tefillah, we'll have to discuss at length in the coming Shiurim, the role of Tefillas HaTzibur, the role of Chazara Sashatz. The Rambam raises the following issue. Why is it that there's no Chazara Sashatz when it comes to Marit? It's the Rambam's Kasha. And the Rambam writes that that is a function of Tefillas Arvis Rishus. There's one day in the Meiri that Bizman Hazeh Sin Shavyula Kachova, so therefore there should now be a Chazara Sashatz even in Marv as well. And we obviously assume, like the Rambam Shita, that no, Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, and therefore that explains why there is no Chazara Sashatz. The Rambam writes. And then the Rambam writes a further distinction. Chos Tefillin Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, why is it that we allow, very often, Mariv, to be davened early? The Gemara says, here in Brachos, Nav Chav Zayin, that Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Already on Friday night, Rav used to daven Mariv early. How could he do so? And the first Mishnah tells us, no, when one should daven Kriya Shema. No, the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak in Nav Chav tells us when Tefillas Mariv begins. How is it that the Gemara says that Rav used to daven Shel Shabbos Berev Shabbos, already davened early? How is that possible? Rashi writes immediately in the Sugin Brachos Av Chavzai, you know why Rav davened early on Shabbos? Because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to begin Shabbos early. And therefore Rav used to daven Marev early. And the Gemara says a further chiddush. Not only did Rav daven Marev early, but the Gemara says in Dav Chavzai obeys that Rav made kiddush early as well. So Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Berev Shabbos, and also Mekadesh, he made Kiddush early. How is all of that possible? Rashi explains, because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. This is problematic according to the Rambam Shita, right? Not for tonight's share, but the Rambam does not mention the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam has a mitzvah of Tosefes in Hilchos Shvisa Susra when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. After all, in the context of Yom Kippur, that's what the pasuk says, "V'nisim es nafsho seicha b'tisha l'chodesh be'erev." And the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph, derives from that pasuk the mitzvah of Tosefes. Why does the Torah tell us Yom Kippur is on the 9th of Tishrei at night? the 10th of Tishrei. The Gemara says, no. Haschol losam liyisanus mibod yom. A person is obligated to begin already Yom Kippur early. Good. So therefore, the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah daraisa of Tosefes, but the mitzvah daraisa is on Yom HaKippurim, not on Shabbos. The Magid Mishnah writes in Perek Daled Hilchos Chanukah that according to the Rambam, it's not just simply that there's no chiyuv of Tosefes. The Magid Mishnah writes, according to the Rambam Shita, lo matzinu kabbalah oseres. There isn't even a chalos of Tosefes. It's not just simply according to the Rambam, you don't have to begin Shabbos early. No, you don't find that there's a vehicle, there's a mechanism of beginning Shabbos early according to the Rambam Shita. That's what the Magid Mishnah writes. That's the discussion of what should go first, the Ner Chanukah, right, or the Ner Shabbos. After all, Ner Shabbos certainly is Tadir, and using the principle of Tadir Shino Tadir Tadir Kodem, first be Madlik the Ner Shabbos, the Ner Chanukah, unless you're going to assume Hadlakas Neros and Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos, now I can no longer be Madlik the Ner Chanukah. That's generally our practice. First the Ner Chanukah, then the Ner Shabbos. In that context, the Rambam implies that no, that there is no Tosefes at all. So how is it possible then that Rav used to daven early? So the Rambam himself writes in Perek Gimel Achazayin of Hilchos Tefillah, because Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus, Ein Medaktik in Bizmana. The Rambam writes, it's not a function of Tosefes. Rambam didn't have Tosefes. The Rambam writes, it's because the Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus, and therefore, Ein Medaktik in Bizmana. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. This is good when it comes to davening Maariv. What about Kiddush? No, Rav used to make Kiddush early. No? They're also, you're going to say, Ein Medaktik in Bizmana. How can that be? The Rambam writes a very great Chiddush, absolutely. The Rambam writes, V'yeshal adem l'kadesh mibod yom, v'afal pishlo nichnas ha-shabbos. The Rambam hilchos Shabbos, perachavtes, lochir alef. The Rambam writes, yep, you can make Kiddush early. You can make Kiddush mibod yom. The Tosos HaRosh adds, in the Sugin Brachos, Rav Chav Zayin, the Pasuk says, zachar es yom, v'lo nemar zachar biyom. The Pasuk doesn't say Kiddush on Shabbos, it just simply, right, be mekadesh the yom ha-shabbos, declare that Shabbos, according to the Rambam, is about to begin. And therefore, the Rambam writes, that can be done even samuch lichnisaso, even though it is not yet Shabbos, namliyobo chiddush. After all, the Gemara says the same thing is true when it comes to Havdalah. That lechor is the Rai of the Rambam. That if necessary, we don't do this out of hand, but if necessary, a person can even make Havdalah before Shabbos is over. Good. That's the Rambam writes. V'chein l'nin Havdalah. Shabbos is not yet concluded, but Shabbos is about to depart, so samuch liyitzias haShabbos, a person obviously is not going to use the Ner, but he can fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah at that particular time to declare that Shabbos is about to begin or Shabbos is about to depart. No? So the Rambam writes again, the fact that Rav davened early, not because of Tosefes, that's because Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus, and the fact that Mekiddush early, same thing is true, that is not a function of the mitzvah Tosefes at all. So the Rambam writes, the fact that there's an allowance to daven Maariv early, or the fact that we don't have Chazaras HaShas, that is all because of Tefillah Arvis is considered to be Rishus. And Reish Lamed Gimel, Magen Avram writes that if it's Rosh Chodesh, for example, so therefore the Gabbai or the Shamish, whoever it may be, is allowed to give a clap and to say Yalav V'yavo, that's not considered to be a Hefsik, right, in the Tefillah, right, that after already the Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei to say, remind everyone to say Yalav V'yavo, Magen Avram writes, one of the reasons is simply because we assume Tefillah service is Rishus, and therefore even though in Shacharis we wouldn't state say Yalav V'yavo, Magen Avram writes, the Tefillah service is Rishus, is one of the factors that allows us to make that declaration when it comes to Tefillah service. Reb Chaim has a beautiful Chiddush regarding this issue of Tefillah service Rishus, exactly how one should understand the difference between Rishus versus Chov. Reb Zevin has a beautiful Sefer, Ishim V'shitos, where he discusses the personalities of Gedolei Yisrael, and he gives many examples of their Derech HaLimud. So he quotes this Reb Chaim as being a classic example of the methodology of Reb Chaim in Derech HaLimud. Rambam discusses the following case. What happens in an instance of a person who's in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden Nizkar Shekvar Hispalel? A person is davening Mincha, and all of a sudden he realizes he davened Mincha already. Now, what does he do? He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Good. So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah that Posek afilu b'emtza habracha. Person is obligated to stop in midstream. Person is davening shachris. He realizes he already davened shachris. The Rambam writes posek afilu b'emtza habracha. He must stop immediately. A chiddush. Right? A person could daven a tefilas chova. A person could daven a tefilas nedava, but daven a shmon esrei, half of which was a daita dechova, half of which was a daita nedava. That's not an option. No. So if you began a daita dechova and you realize midstream that this is not a tefilas chova, you can't shift gears in the middle of your shmon esrei and now start davening a tefilas nedava. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. A person is davening mariv. And all of a sudden he realizes, Nizkar Shekfar Hispalel. Right? And all of a sudden he davened Marv already. The Rambam writes, no problem at all. Right? You just continue with your Shemoneh Esrei. That's the difference the Rambam has between Shachris and Mincha as opposed to Marv. Shachris and Mincha, Posek Afilu Be'emtza HaBracha. When it comes to Tfilas Marv, not true at all. There a person continues and davens. What's driving this Chiddush of the Rambam? Difference between Shachris Mincha as opposed to Mariv. And the Ravid has a very cryptic term. The Ravid just simply says that I disagree. The Ravid writes, Ein kan nachas ruach. And he's not impressed over this Kiddush of the Rambam. What point is he agreeing with, disagreeing with? Somewhat unclear. No. The background of the Rambam Shita really is the following, the book. A person can daven a tefilas chova. A person can daven a tefilas nedava. But a tefilas chov and a tefilas nedava are inherently, b'cheftza, a different form of tefila. See, one could understand the difference between chov and nedava in one of two very different ways. One is one could argue the following, that in terms of the substance, the fabric of the tefila, it's identical. The words are one and the same. When we speak about chov, when we speak about nedava, what are we addressing? Not the cheftza shel tefila, but rather the chovas hagavra. No, I must daven, I may daven. Or one could argue that's not true at all. When we speak about a difference between chova versus nedava, we're not speaking about simply whether you must or may daven. We're talking about an inherently different quality of tefillah. It's a different chefta shel tefillah entirely. Is the difference between a tefillah chova and a tefillah nedava purely from the perspective of gavra? One, I must daven, and the other one, that is not the case. Or do you argue that no, that inherently there are different types of tefilos entirely? The Rambam Shita is the difference between tefilas chov and tefilas adav is not just simply in terms of chovas hagavra, but rather it's a difference in terms of chifta shel tefila. And therefore, you cannot link, you can't fuse two entirely different tefilos. You'll daven half of a tefillah which is chova, and you'll couple that with half of a tefillah which is nedava. They don't mix. No, min v'sheino mino. If the tefillahs were identical inherently, b'cheftza, and it was just simply difference in terms of chovas hagavra, so in such a case, then one could argue that since the tefillahs are of the same cloth, so what's wrong with davening part tefillahs chova, part tefillahs nedava? Good. The Rambam Shita is the following, that a tefillahs chova and a tefillahs nedava are inherently different qualities of tefillah, b'cheftza, not just simply in terms of chovas hagavra. This perhaps, this chiddush of the Rambam, could also be linked to avos versus karbanos. Me'echa tesed, this is true, that a tefillas chov and a tefillas adav is a different chefta shel tefillah, not just simply a difference in terms of chovas agavra. I would argue as follows, if you hold the tefillah simply k'neged avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, how do you know that there is an inherent distinction between a tefillas chov and a tefillas adav? If you assume, however, no, tefillas k'neged Timidim Tiknu, then very mistaber, of course, that there's a marked difference between a carbon chova as opposed to a carbon nedava, not just simply, this is a carbon I must bring and this is a carbon I'm bringing on my own volition. That's a difference in terms of a chefta shel carbon, different halachos of a carbon chova as opposed to a carbon nedava, not just simply that one I must offer and the other is absolutely voluntary, I may offer. No, could very well be that again this chiddush of the Rambam in chefta shel tefillah is rooted in, as Reb Chaim writes, chefta shel karban. So therefore, the Rambam writes, you're davening shachar semincha. You remember nizkar shekvar hispalel. Posek afilu b'emtza brach. You have to stop in midstream. What about when it comes to mariv? The Chiddush of the Rambam is the following. Tefillah service is Rishus. If Tefillah service is Rishus, so even the person's mindset was he did not as of yet daven Mariv, but what is one going to argue? This Cheftz is a Tefillah Schova. The whole Tefillah is a Tefillah Rishus, comparable to Tefillah Nadava. And therefore, if a person realizes midstream he davened already, you can continue. The half of the tefillah before that realization will couple, will blend with the tefillah that follows. Why is that called min v'sheino mino? The whole tefillah was adaited to rishus, because tefillah service is considered to be rishus. So the Kesef Mishnah writes the following chiddush. When the Ravid writes, ein kanachas ruach, Kesef Mishnah writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah, what point is he disputing? The Rambam's exception of tefillas mariv. What the Rambam writes is true of Shachras Mincha, Posek Afil Bem Sahabracha. The Kesef Mishnah thinks that the Ravid assumes is true even of Mariv as well. Even in Mariv, Posek Afil Bem Sahabracha. Why is that true? Because good, you'll tell me Tefillah service is Rishus, but yet, as mentioned, now the Shita Sagaonim and the Rif and so on. Good, in principle Rishus, but Shavu Alea Kechova. That we've taken upon ourselves to treat tefillah service as a tefillah schov, in which case now the lines are blurred, and whatever is true of shachar semincha now is true of mariv as well. And what about the Rambam Shita? So this is Reb Chaim's chiddush. Shavu ala kechova. Is that a halach in gavra, or is that a halach in chefza? No? Shavu ala kechova? What does that mean? Inherently now the tefillah has radically changed. Instead of being a tefillas nedava, now it becomes a tefillas chova. Certainly not, Reb Chaim writes. A person makes a neder that every day he will daven a tefillas nedava. Every day a person will bring a carbon nedava. That becomes a carbon chova? No, it means there's a chovas hagavra to offer a carbon nedava. It doesn't change the inherent quality of the carbon, but rather now there's a personal chiyuv every day to bring a carbon nedava. When we assume shavu ala kechova, it means that the inherent character, the cloth, the fabric of the tefillah has been altered. Certainly not. It means that there's a chovas hagavra to daven a tefillas nedava, but nonetheless the tefillah remains inherently a tefillas nedava. That's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. Good shavu ala kechova. But the Cheftz, inherently, there's a marked difference between Shachris and Mincha on the one hand, that inherently are Tfilas Chova. Mashenk, when it comes to Tfilas Halayla, Mariv is only a Tfilas Rishus. And good, Shavila Kachova. But inherently, the Tfila remains a Tfilas Adava. And that's why the Rambam writes, it doesn't matter if Nizkar Shekvar Hispala, just keep on davening, because you can blend the first half and the second half of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's all adaited in Adava. And what was the Ravid Shita? The Ravid who maintains Shavila Kachova, no. What Shavila Kachova means that the Chefta Shel Tefillah is altered. So Reb Chaim suggests, no, the Shita of the Ravid is the following, that the difference between a Tefillah Schova and a Tefillah Snedava is not its inherent makeup and character, but rather the Tefillah is identical. It's just simply a difference in the perspective of gavra, that one, I must daven, and the other, I may daven. So Reb Chaim argues as follows, if that's true, if the Rambam will assess from the perspective of chefta shel tefillah, that there's a marked difference between shachris mincha as opposed to mariv, and the Ravid Shita, that's not true. The tefillos are identical, as words are identical. The difference between chov and adava simply is in terms of mitzvah hagavra. You know what then Reb Chaim writes? Then when the Ravid says, ein kanachas ruach, not like the Kesef Mishnah, he's not disagreeing with the detail of the Rambam Tefillas Arvis. He's denying the entire halacha of shachris and mincha. The whole assumption of the Rambam is that if you were davening shachris mincha nizkar kvalis palel, you can't shift gears in the middle of tefillah because the tefillos are inherently distinct. The Ravid assumes that's not true. The tefillos are one and the same. The difference is only in terms of personal obligation. And enochinami, even when it comes to shachris as well, right? The person right, can continue to daven. The Kesem Mishnah, it's the opposite in the Ravid. That the Ravid sheet that the Kesem Mishnah feels is that posik afilu b'emtza for all three tefillos. Reb Chaim argues, no, the Ravid's ha-saga of ein kanachas ruach means what the Rambam writes is true of Marav, is true of Shachar, is mincha, that in all three tefillos, just keep on davening. Because it is not considered to be an inherently different chefter shel tefillah. Now that's the Chiddush that Reb Chaim writes. Reb Slavetchik pointed out, Reb Chaim doesn't cite this, but if you look at the Asaga Saravid, right, in the back of Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel and Daf Ei Arif, it's Mefurish, like Reb Chaim writes, right, that was the intent of the Ravid Shita of Ein Kan Nachas Ruach, that the halacha of Posek B'Emtza Bracha does not apply to Shacharis and Mincha. A person has the right to keep on davening. That Reb Zevin quotes is a classic. Right, Briska Lamdas. Now, whether the difference between Chova and Adava is inherent halach in Chefter Shal Tfilah, like Chefter Shal Karban, or is it just simply in terms of the Kimitzas Agavra, and the Tfilas are considered to be that which is absolutely identical. It mentioned the last year, the Chiddush the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Kuvav, that maybe a further difference between Tfilas Arvis Rishus, or Tfilas Arvis Chova, is regarding the obligation of women in Tfilah. No, the Mishnah tells us that women are obligated to, right, daven, right, that even though we would have thought there's a mitzvah say shazman grama, the Mishnah tells us in Daf Chaf, nonetheless, women are obligated in tefillah. What aspects of tefillah? So, that we mentioned, possibly, could be rooted in the machlokis, the Rambam and Ravid. According to the Ramban, there's only one tier of tefillah, shachris min chamarev. So the Mishnah tells us, nashim mechuyavos v'tefillah, so therefore, it means they're obligated in tefillah d'rabbanon. According to the Rambam, that there are two different tiers, d'arayis and d'rabbanon, that allows for the possibility that perhaps when the Mishnah says v'chayav in b'tefillah, it only means tefillah d'arayis and not in tefillah d'rabbanon. So the Mishnah Berurah assumes again the halacha, right, that nashim are mechayavos, not just in a minimal tefillah d'arayis, but in the broader obligation of tefillah. What does that include? So the Mishnah Berurah writes it includes shachris, it includes mincha. Mishnah Berurah writes, we'll have to discuss this in future shirim as well. What is the role of Psukei D'Zimra? The role of Psukei D'Zimra, Mishnah Berurah assumes, is simply a hachana for tefillah, and therefore nashim are mechuyavos in Psukei D'Zimra as well. What about when it comes to tefillah sarvis? So here the Mishnah Berurah writes that tefillah sarvis is rishus, and the reason we daven as we do is because shavila kachova. So that the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is also found in Shachar Acharav, that does not apply to women. And that's a very common practice that women daven shachar semincha. Do not, however, daven regularly tefillas marev. But that also was rooted in the machlokas of tefillas marev, whether it's considered to be a chov or whether it's a rishus. If it's an absolute chov, comparable to shachar, semincha, no room for distinction. If you assume it's considered to be that which is rishus, in such a case, Mishnah Berurah writes, that will be a further difference as well. So these are many of the differences as to whether tefillas arvis is a chov, as we assume, like Rabbi Yeshua, tefillas arvis is considered to be rishus. To some extent, that is linked to the machlokas Rashi writes of avos and karbanos, right? And further, that whole lomdus that Reb Chaim posits according to the Rambam Shita, chefte shel tefillah, that lends itself beautifully if you assume that the model of tefillah is karbanos. And karbanos, that's the model of a chefte shel karban of chova versus nedava. Mashen kein, if it's based on avos, perhaps one would argue that no, it's not a difference in cheftza, just simply in terms of chova sagavra. These two makoros for tefillah, right, are very important, as mentioned, also to assess tefillas musaf. Because the Gemara tells us that even if you su avos tiknum, it's only going to take you so far, shachris minchen mariv. When it comes, however, to tefillas musaf, you're going to have to agree. The Gemara says that tefillos, even if you assume avos tiknum, you must argue as mechin hu rabbana kabarnos. Dino temahachi, if you're going to disagree here. So therefore, when it comes to tefillos musaf, so man takna, who established tefillos musaf? That certainly is keneged hakarban. This we'll have to see, will account for many differences between shachar smin chemarav on the one hand as opposed to tefillos musaf. Shachar smin chemarav have two elements to them. Number one, it's keneged hakarban. That certainly is true. As Tosus comments in the Shama Farim Sfaseinu, Tosus quotes the Pasuk. Now, when it comes, however, to Shachris Min Chemarav, there's also an element of a Chiyuv Tfila based on Avos, irrespective of Karbanos. when it comes to Tfilas Musaf, that straight is Keneged HaKarban. No? Tosus, for example, will come in. There's a concept of Tfilas Tashlumin. No? The Sugin Brachos Nevchavav. What is the basis of Tfilas Tashlumin? Karbanos. But there's Tashlumin for Karbanos. The concept of Tashlumin, Tosus comments, is simply no. That Tfilas is Rachamininhu, and therefore, Alavai Shi Yispaladam Kolyam Kulo. If Tfilas Bakashas Rachamim. Bakashas Rachamim is always in order. And therefore, good, you missed a Zman Tfila, there's an opportunity to make up that Zman Tfila. Tosus writes, it's based on that concept of Tfilas Nedava, Alavai Shi Yispaladam Kolyam Kulo. That's why Tosus suggests, for example, when it comes to Tfilas Musaf, there's no Tashlumin. If a person will fail to daven Musaf, Tashlumin. Musaf is purely, purely Keneged HaKarban. And in such a case, there's no possibility of Tashlumin whatsoever regarding Tfilas Musaf. So this is what we'll have to discuss the next year. That now that we've begun discussing Shachris, Minchin, Marev in the two tiers, to what extent is considered to be Keneged HaKarban, to what extent is considered to be simply a manifestation of Bakashas Rachamim, what happens when it comes to Tfilas Musaf, and this will account for many differences la'alacha, right, between Shachris, Minchin, Marav on the one hand, as opposed to Tfilas Musaf.